This is WNYC. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson.
Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids! Help me, Clarence, please! Please! I want to live again! I want to live again! I want to live again! Please, God, let me live again.
Most people have seen at least part of the Frank Capra Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, the 1946 drama starring Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey and Donna Reed as Mary Hatch, was set in the fictional town of Bedford Falls, New York. But residents of Seneca Falls, New York, have long thought that their mill town, probably best known for America's first women's rights convention in 1848, was Capra's inspiration. Earlier this month, the Idea Center for the Voices of Humanity opened the Seneca Falls It's a Wonderful Life Museum in the former Seneca Theater. Actress Carolyn Grimes, who played George Bailey's daughter Zuzu in the film, cut the ribbon for the new museum. Greg Cotterill, station manager for WEOS Public Radio and a Seneca Falls resident, has been to the new one-room museum, and he joins us now. Hi, Greg.
Hi there. I was there when they cut the ribbon.
Oh, excellent. Well, this space is packed with memorabilia from the film. Describe what visitors see when they go there.
Well, when they get there, they walk in. It's more of an exhibit than a whole museum, and the movie is playing on a big computer screen. There's magazines and posters and pictures from the movie and lots of quotes from director Frank Capra as well.
And I understand there is a large banner on which visitors can write their thoughts about It's a Wonderful Life.
You can leave your message on that banner, and Carolyn Grimes, right after she cut the ribbon, was the first one to sign it.
There's no hard evidence that Capra visited Seneca Falls. What leads Seneca Falls residents to believe their town was the inspiration for Bedford Falls?
Well, there is some evidence. We have a barber in town, Tommy Bellissima, and Tommy is Italian, and he remembered meeting Frank Capra. Capra came into his barber shop, he cut his hair, and they joked about his name because in Italian, Capra means goat. And that's how we remembered Frank Capra. Capra had an aunt who lived in nearby Auburn, New York, and he had been known to come through the village of Seneca Falls on his way to Auburn to visit his aunt. And it wasn't until a year later when the movie came out that the barber remembered Capra's name when he saw it on the poster for the movie.
You've presumably seen the movie. Maybe you've seen it several times, as many people have. I mean, are there particular things in the film, particular scenes or visuals that make you think of your town, Seneca Falls?
There's a lot in the movie that makes you think of Seneca Falls. Right away, the bridge that Jimmy Stewart thinks about jumping, well, he does jump off with Clarence into the water. The bridge in Seneca Falls are several, but there is one bridge that looks exactly like it, that Steel Truss Bridge. And every holiday season now, we decorate it with lots of lights. Location, geography, Seneca Falls is right smack in the middle of the Finger Lakes region, upstate New York. And in the movie, they refer to Buffalo, Elmira, and Rochester, all easy drives from Seneca Falls.
Has Seneca Falls always been sort of capitalizing on this connection, or is it more a recent thing?
It's a recent thing. It goes back. Zuzu's been coming for the last 9 years for this celebration, but it's really grown in the last few years. So they're looking forward, making some big plans for next year when it's the 65th anniversary of the movie. They have a hotel downtown named the Clarence now that's all fully remodeled, and they have a giant wall where they show the movie all the time in the wall.
Like, is it all the time, all the time?
All the time, all the time. There's no sound. You just see the movie.
Now, as a holiday tale, much of It's a Wonderful Life isn't exactly cheerful and upbeat. I mean, in much of the film, George Bailey's trying to escape Bedford Falls. What do Seneca Falls residents make of that element of the film?
Well, I think everybody likes the ending of the film when the whole community rallies around the family and helps out. And I think that's what makes the film, and I think it's what makes Seneca Falls, too. People tend to rally together when things are tough, and it's just an uplifting movie, even though it has its dark side.
Greg, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Greg Cotterill is the station manager for WEOS Public Radio. He lives in Seneca Falls. If you haven't already seen Capra's film this year, it's playing through Sunday at the IFC Center in Manhattan. But if you can't make it, here's a clip from the movie's final scene that Greg was just talking about. The voice you'll hear is Carolyn Grimes as the little Zuzu.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.